Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour here. We got time for you, though, if you want to join us.
Number three.
The number is 603-283-6160.
We hope it works for you.
Seems to work most of the time.
Wait, so the new Free Talk Live podcast doesn't have, like, us talking over this intro music?
That's a good question. I don't think it does.
Because there's some good bits that we do
sometimes.
I ought
to actually listen to it, so.
Okay. I'll listen to it, of course, but.
I actually do listen to it, and I haven't heard these intros.
Okay. Yeah, I think the idea is kind of cut out most of the
radio
stuff.
I guess we better say something really interesting in that first few seconds.
It just means that those people who listen to the live show, and of course the full show over on our Odyssey channel, and the amplifiers, they get some content that nobody else gets.
Well, of course you are. I mean, you're getting almost twice as much content in that case. Yeah. But the idea behind putting the digest only in our podcast is to hopefully make the podcast a little more podcasty and make it so that podcast listeners are more likely to listen to us, maybe share the show, and maybe it'll be a total failure. I don't know, but we got to try. We figured we should try something new, and so that's what's going on there. So for those of you who want to continue to hear the full radio show and you're an internet listener, you can always listen live. You can listen to our live streams, which are running the latest show 24 hours a day. You can tune into those at listen.freetalklive.com anytime. There's also of course, listen lines. You can call into a phone number. You can get those on our website at freetalklive.com if you're like, that's the worst way to listen, but it's there. And then, of course, if you still want the show on demand, there's our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com, which as long as I remember to press the start button on the streams, which I forgot on, I think, Thursday night. I forgot for the first 15 minutes. But most nights we get it right, and that full archive is there.
You're
every
human?
Night. Yeah, indeed.
Wow.
And, of course, there's the AMPS program, which you referenced, amps.freetalklive.com. That is a way for you to support the show and get full access to the full radio show with no commercials and no news breaks or anything like that. So that all that content is still there. It's just the only thing that's changed is the podcast. It's now just the Daily Digest. And the Digest is now twice as long as it was prior to a couple of weeks ago. So we've got more in the Digest. So more highlights from the show. So hopefully it'll be the best parts of the show. But I get what you're saying. There are some kind of fun rejoiners.
Well, no, I just like
do happen.
You know, if I'm going to listen to the show, my preference, I think, would be the full show commercial free. So that would make me want to become an amplifier if I were just a regular listener.
Yeah, I mean, if you think we're worth $5 a month, then you can do that over at amps.freetalklive.com. If not, there are all these other ways that you can listen to the full show. All right, we go to Major Payne. He is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Arr,
Major.
Arr, from the five fingers of the Thunder Bay, I bring you all of this I know.
What's up, Major?
Well, let's start off with flags. The history of them is in battle. To signal the Corps to do this, that, or the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now then you get to the high seas, and we'll go to the skull and crossbones. It didn't have skull and crossbones in the beginning. It was just a black flag. And what it meant was no quarter. You'll all die.
Unless you surrender.
Aye. We'll blow your mask off or your balls, which do you prefer?
Okay.
So, the American flag that I think I like the best is the pine tree and the snake.
Okay.
You know?
Wait, there's a pine tree and snake flag? Or are those two different flags that you like equally?
No, the pine tree with the snake wrapped around the base. It's I think it says give me liberty or give me death on that one, too.
Hmm.
Remember,
I've never seen it.
You've never seen the pine tree snake flag?
No, I've seen the appeal to heaven tree flag, which is popular here in the Northeast, referencing the, what was it, the pine tree rebellion, I mm-hmm. think is what they called it, or the pine tree riot.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, of course, plenty of the snake flags. Everybody knows what that one is, the Gadsden flag.
No steppy snake.
I've never seen them brought together. Is there a name for it?
The snake is wrapped around the base of the pine tree.
Oh, yeah. I found it. It is actually a combination of the two. Appeal to God, and then on the bottom, don't tread on me with the snake wrapped around the pine tree. How about that?
Yep. turn on me. And that goes back
something.
To Mary, where the Bible says that Mary will crush the devil.
Hold on, you lost me there.
Well, there's an old thing in the Bible where it says Mary will crush the head of the snake.
Yep, I'm with you there.
And they're nipping at our heels. Mary's got to have a plane for you to climb up now and then.
Mary's not on this flag.
No, I know she's not. I'm reading between the lines, which is something that took me 50 years to figure out even what that meant, pretty much.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Major?
I want to give a little kudos to Texas, because you was telling all the conservatives to move to Texas. Well, the Texas governor has been driving the libtard governors of these northeastern cities crazy. He sent 7,000 to Washington, D.C., and old Miriam Bowser, the mayor there, the one that refused to sign for the troops to come in, they wanted to call in
the State Guard?
The National Guard. Okay. That's what I'm thinking. But she refused to sign it then. But then when she gets 7,000 Mexicans dumped in her lap off a Greyhound, suddenly she wants to call in the National Guard. Mm-hmm. And he's sent 1,500, I think, to New York. And last count I heard, he was starting to mess with Chicago. And he sent old Lily Lightfoot there about 750, I think it was. But it's funny. I mean,
so how is he sending these? You're saying he's sending people.
He's just putting them on a Greyhound bus, or hiring trailways or whatever, and dumping them.
Okay.
He says, "You're gonna dump them in my lap. I'm gonna put them in yours."
Fair enough. Thanks for the call tonight, Major. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I think as long as somebody is welcome in a place, they should be able to come to that place. And there should be no men with guns that stand in their way. I don't think that the Border Patrol needs to exist. They didn't exist in the beginning portion of the existence of the United States, and we were one of the most prosperous. That's why we became the most prosperous country in the world, because we were open to anybody that wanted to come make a better life for themselves.
Well, and you sound like one of those radicals that believes that someone could be denied rent on the basis of their ethnicity.
I think people should be able to be denied rent for any reason the landlord wants to deny them rent. It should be up to the landlord to decide who gets to live in their house.
I don't remember what year they kicked in, but passports used to just not be a thing.
I think it was World War II, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. So,
early 40s.
100 years, less than 100 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so people have only needed to show the papers.
I bet it was supposedly a temporary program, too.
Oh, of course it was.
We'll get rid of these.
Yeah, we only need them for a short period of time. But the thing I like to point out regarding your papers is that there is no other creature besides human beings when crossing a border that need to produce this documentation.
Sure.
Like when the ducks are flying south for the winter, do they got to stop at Border Patrol?
The captain, what about the criminals? The gangsters?
All the criminal ducks seem to get by just fine.
I don't know. They can get shot quite often.
Those gangster moose traveling between North Dakota and Canada? I mean, watch out, man. Who's watching out for those guys?
Yeah. Just, it's so much fear, really, the whole idea. First of all, most people coming here are good people looking for a better life for themselves.
Yes, they are.
That story. But now, maybe there are some criminals coming up. Well, here's what you do about them. You let people carry guns. You let them defend themselves. You let them stand their ground if they're attacked, because there's some states where you have to retreat legally, which is stupid. So stand your ground, let them carry guns, and then you won't have a problem with criminals.
Yes, oh,
they might be dealing drugs. Well, guess what? Legalize, decriminalize, end the war on drugs, and then they can't deal with drugs because then anybody can make and sell them.
I would much rather deal with an individual whose behavior is unbecoming, that of, say, a violation of the non-aggression principle, something like that, to my satisfaction on an individual basis, than have to deal with a large organization of people who carry lots and lots of guns who tell everybody how to behave.
Mm-hmm. The state.
Yeah. Or whatever people are afraid will replace the state if it goes away.
Well, I mean, if it goes away and something replaces it, then it's just another state. If they call it a different name.
We might have something like we have right now.
Yeah. Oh, you might call it a warlord. Okay, well, it's just a different name. It arose by another name. The number is 603-283-6160, or a warlord by another name.
We'd like to start being honest about these things.
Yeah, 283-6160. You can join us here. And we're talking about Civil War coming up. It's Free Talk.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and it's the Live Saturday Show, and the phones are open if you want to join us. You can bring up anything you want. That's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live.
And there are hosts here.
Amazingly.
And there are microphones.
I was told this week that we're the only show left in radio that does an actual, like, three-hour live show. It's probably an exaggeration.
What?
I don't know if it's true, but a radio station owner told me this week on the phone that we're the only show that he knows of that doesn't have like pre-produced content that they run. So a lot of these shows that are quote unquote 3 hour talk shows, there might be like some amount of time, maybe it's 20 minutes, maybe it's an hour of their 3 hours where it's just some board operator pressing play on an interview that, you know, Michael Savage did with Joe Blow conservative at CPAC or something like that.
Right.
Like we're the only ones who don't really do that. With the exception of our shows where we're not live and we're on location, we have to do them that way. But day to day, we're here live all 3 hours a night, 7 nights a week, and open phones every single night. There's just nothing like that.
So part of me is like, that's so cool that we get to be part of something so unique and original. The other part of me is like, wow, that really sucks that, like, you know, there's so much pre-produced content on planet Earth that there's not, I mean, the art of being live seems to be going away.
Yeah, I remember that the host, I mentioned Michael Savage, he was one of our competitors for a very long time. He used to do an evening show. He's like an ultra-right-wing conservative guy. And towards the end of his show, as it was winding down or whatever, he was only doing 1 hour a day. Everything else was, it was a 3 hour quote unquote show,
right.
But two of the 3 hours, one of them was like an hour from the previous day, and then 1 hour was like an interview, a recorded interview, and there was only 1 hour a day that he was actually doing fresh live content.
Wow.
So we're very unusual, I guess, these days. So welcome to the show again. It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. And you can join us online anytime you want. Just go to freetalklive.com. You can, by the way, support the AMPS program, as Jesse Cruz has done. And, by the way, special thanks to Jesse for pointing out that apparently I forgot to upload a couple of archives to the AMP feed in the last week and a half. He brought it to my attention.
I revoked your Vulcan card. I'm sorry, dude. Two mistakes and, like, you know, that's unusual for the Vulcan.
Just distracted, you know, got a lot going on sometimes. But he brought it to my attention, and I appreciate it, because if he hadn't, maybe no one else would have. So somebody was paying attention and allowed me to fix the error. So thank you to Jesse for supporting the show and also checking up on us to make sure we do our
job
correctly.
Give that man a gold star.
So, yeah, thanks, dude. And you can, and he's a silver level, so he's helping us out with $5 a month over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some perks, you get some benefits, and one of those benefits is an AMPS chat room where you can chat with other Free Talk Live supporters, and that's actually where he posted the notice. Unfortunately, I didn't see it for a week for whatever reason, so it's like, hey, if I'm not responding to you in the chat room, just go ahead and shoot me a direct message, and then I'll be more likely to see it. But either way, we got it done, thanks to his help. It's amps.freetalklive.com, and thanks to everybody who signed up this week. We had more signups for AMPS this week than we have in probably a couple months or something like that. So yeah.
You guys rock.
So thank you to everybody who's signing up. Definitely appreciate the support. It's amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue here. We've been, well, earlier this week we shared the story. I think it was, which polling? Oh, YouGov. I believe it was a YouGov poll that found that 40%, more than 40%, I think it was like 42, 43%, something like that, of Americans who responded to this poll, either strongly or somewhat believe that a civil war is likely.
An oxymoron, like jumbo shrimp?
Within the next 10 years.
Within 10 years, which isn't a long time, all things considered.
Military intelligence?
Yeah. So that's what they said. And, of course, you know, I responded with the usual question of, well, what is that going to look like? Peekless, you wanted to talk about this tonight.
I do.
Please weigh in with your perspective. As I said, you know, we've already covered it, so I don't feel like there's much more I can add. So feel free.
Yeah, so I just really, number one, I want to reiterate this, just in case someone missed that show, because this is really important. And, I mean, so, like, one of the things you've been covering is how, like the Supreme Court changed the Roe v. Wade decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, right. Like, what a terrible idea that is for the Republicans. And the thing is, like, I see these moves, and it looks like absolutely everything is just sculpted to put us at each other's throats as much as humanly possible.
Yes, it is.
And, I mean, sadly, I've gotten used to seeing reports of like, oh yeah, people think there is a civil war coming, but I never see them put a date on it.
Sure. How could this,
well, this way by
well,
asking.
You're saying within 10 years.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen one that I can remember that specifically said any particular date, like not even this generation, but like, are we in sort of generally headed toward the shore, but like within 10 years?
Well, there's definitely demonization going on, right? We touched earlier on the Biden speech where he looks like a dictator in front of a blood red lighted background, looking like the dictator from V for Vendetta.
And I just have to give a shout out to the memers out there. Like,
they've been good.
They've been great. They've been putting like the Emperor from Star Wars in front. They've been drawing the little Hitler mustache on the Biden, all sorts of fun stuff. There's one that I have where they have the big H from the History Channel, in the back. And I'm like, you are watching the Hitler Channel.
Yeah, I've seen some with swastikas in red in the background as well. So they're definitely driving people away from one another, and that's, to be expected. That's politics, but it's gotten worse and worse over the years. Biden, of course, the message of the speech, I did take the time. Normally I would not listen to political speeches, but this one was so creepy looking, I was like, what the hell did he say? So I actually watched the whole...
I didn't listen to a word of it. Is it as creepy as everybody says it was?
Yeah, he's got it in there. It's not all about, hate the MAGA people, but that is the general focus of it, is the MAGA Republicans, or my favorite version of this, he's said MAGA forces. So not just Republicans, but MAGA forces, like dark forces. Or
that sounds like a cartoon. MAGA forces are go.
Yeah, so basically saying, MAGA forces are the problem. These people are anti-American. They're anti-democracy. They're anti the system. And they are the enemy of the state. He didn't use the words enemy of the state, but he used most of the other terminology. So again,
I wish.
You wish he did use the word
enemy of
the state?
I wish they were the things that he's describing.
Oh.
So, democracy is a terrible idea.
Yes.
The idea of having a majority of people decide who gets eaten. I mean, really.
Two wolves and a sheep deciding.
Yeah, I mean, this whole bit about a popularity contest to decide who's the supreme leader of the free, quote, free world, unquote.
Yeah, I mean, if you are a ship full of bloodthirsty criminals, pirates, then democracy is, a pretty good idea. Because you're all on edge of slitting each other's throat in the first place. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's probably an improvement in that situation. Whereas, trying to run a society, trying to secure private property through democracy is insane.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't worked.
But I'm just... I think it's terribly important to remind people that this is the plan. Like, anyone who's concerned with, a conspiracy against you or, those forces, well, let me tell you, they are ready for you to be violent.
That's what they
want. Violence is what they understand. Violence is what they can control. Violence is what they've been predicting and what they've been trying to egg us on for quite a number of years.
Yeah, everybody in a internet forum for people on the right, MAGA or whatever, anybody throwing out, violent suggestions is probably a federal agent, almost 100% chance that they're a fed trying to stoke people into taking this bait.
What they can't stand is peaceful civilization outside of that.
Yeah, and of course, national divorce is a good move in that direction. Right. Independence, we'll continue. Your thoughts are also welcome here at 603-283-60.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the second time this week, NASA has scrubbed the launch of its Crew capsule into lunar orbit. A fuel leak is the cause of Saturday's launch being canceled. Escaping hydrogen caused the first scrub on Monday. No word on when NASA might try again. After Tuesday, a two-week launch blackout period will kick in. If extensive fuel leak repairs are required, the capsule could be moved from the launch pad back into its hangar, which would delay the flight until October. In northern Mississippi, a pilot that had threatened to crash his plane into a Walmart has landed on the ground safely. Authorities in Tupelo posted to Facebook that the plane started circling at around 5 a.m. Saturday. They believe that the beach craft was stolen. The pilot, Corey Wayne Patterson, works at the airport, had a few flight lessons, but didn't have a pilot's license. He's in custody and facing charges. This is USA Radio News. The Biden administration wants Congress to approve an arms deal worth more than $1 billion to Taiwan in the wake of increased tensions with China over the island's status. The State Department already approved three separate deals proposed on Friday. If approved by Congress, the three sales will send contractor logistics support for Taiwan's surveillance radar program, along with missiles and related equipment. A spokesperson for the State Department says the U.S. being able to provide defense weapons to Taiwan quickly is essential to the island's security. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev was laid to rest on Saturday. His reforms have been credited for ending the Cold War, and he precipitated the breakup of the Soviet Union, which he called the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Notably absent from the funeral, Russian President Vladimir Putin, who claimed to be too busy to attend. Gorbachev died on Tuesday at the age of 91. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were showing Peakless Mountaineer some of the images during the break from the Biden speech a couple of days ago, where he came out and basically said, quote unquote, MAGA Republicans or MAGA forces are essentially a threat to democracy and basically the enemy, and they need to somehow be stopped. And then the next day, he was at a press conference or something, and somebody asked him about it, and he said, I'm paraphrasing, he took it, kind of like walked it back and said, I don't think any threat, Trump supporters are a threat to the country. Even though that's exactly what he was saying the night before in the speech.
Well, and not just the night before. This has been a consistent message. Like when he was saying, don't you dare rise up against us because you don't have F-15s.
And he said that again this week.
Oh, he said it again.
Again.
Great.
Yeah, the whole F-15
line. Because you know who had a bunch of F-15s was the Taliban in Afghanistan. You know, they just up to the gills in F-15s.
So we've been talking about the idea of a civil war, and Peakless, you're basically saying that all of this is designed to exacerbate that, move people towards those divisions and spark some sort of violence.
The pitchfork people want to take away your torches, and the torch people want to take away your pitchforks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, guns and abortions, but yeah, basically. Okay, so every single time these people appear on stage, whether it's alone or in a group, whether it's, you know, a speech or a debate or whatever, there's always a blue background. Always, always, always a blue background.
Not this time.
A dark blue background, because blue is a calming color, and darker blue is an authoritative and calming color. It's one of those, see, we are the adults in the room. Don't worry, the adults are in control. And, you know, maybe it'll have, say, the World Economic Forum on it, or Council for Foreign Relations.
So you're saying this isn't a left or a right thing. This is...
No, it's certainly not.
All of them.
No, I mean, this is a psychological manipulation tactic. I mean, the fact of the matter is that certain colors will spark certain emotions in people.
Absolutely. I mean, yes. And when I saw the dark red behind Joe Biden, I thought, this is ominous. This is evil.
Yes. Well, so what that sparks is blood.
Mm-hmm.
Blood. Now,
and they had Marines, by the way. Silhouettes of Marines were also in the background as well. So in addition to the overt, or in addition to the suggestive blood, you actually literally had men with guns standing there.
Yeah, and the thing about, like, blood red shows up in the natural environment in two cases. One of them means you are about to sink your teeth into some meat. And the other is you have been injured and need to attend to that immediately. Mm-hmm. And for them to use that, this is a
alert.
New level.
Alert.
If there was any question in
danger.
Anybody who's listening, in your mind, if there was a question in your mind that the United States of America, the government of the United States of America, is not the empire, I implore you to go ahead and look at these photos again and watch that speech again, because this is imagery of an empire of rule. You can, you know, call it the Star Wars analogy if you like, whatever works for you, but this is what an empire looks like.
Yeah.
This is how an empire presents themselves. This is how an empire sounds and acts.
Mm-hmm.
They don't...
There must be an enemy.
There's nothing freedom-oriented about anything that has been presented in that speech.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Roman Empire, their flags were blood red.
Right. Well, actually, I want to go back, because I did listen to the whole speech, Captain, and some of his wording was designed to suggest that he was on the side of freedom. So he says the MAGA Republicans, or MAGA forces, as he referred to them, they support authoritarian leaders. So the suggestion there is that he is not an authoritarian. Only the MAGA people are supporting authoritarianism. And he said something else about, there's some other ridiculous claim that, you know, obviously was not true about him.
The people that don't want me to take all their guns are authoritarian.
And as the lights turned red, did he let out a...
No, they were playing that cheesy-ass nationalistic music. It was like... that the presidential music.
Oh, it wasn't like the...
No, they didn't do that.
The Cheney theme song?
But it was funny because there was somebody in the background, somebody that was watching. If you watch the speech, as soon as Biden comes out, you hear in the background... And then later, during the speech, it goes again. It was somebody with a megaphone, and there's like a little feature on the megaphone where you can make it do a siren or a boop-boop kind of thing. And so there's somebody in the background that was heckling him through this megaphone throughout a good portion of the speech. And at some points, Biden actually acknowledges him. He like says something, well, I'm not like that guy out there or whatever, those people over there, and just kind of references them. But it was funny that whoever the protesters were close enough to where the microphones were able to pick up.
Somebody online pointed out something that maybe it's been happening, and because I've stopped paying attention to like the presidential speeches and the addresses and
crap
worth like that.
Looking at most of the
time.
But
I don't remember any president coming out to do their address with a couple of Marines behind them.
Oh, I'm sure that's happened.
It does happen sometimes.
I don't remember that. Well, I don't remember like Clinton coming out. I don't remember Obama coming out with like, you know, the dudes in the full dress uniforms and carrying the guns behind them. But
I can point to a specific example with Joe Biden. And it was his speech
I think it's a recent phenomenon. I don't remember seeing this happen.
The one where he's like, for God's sake, Putin Putin cannot be allowed to remain in power. He had the Marines in the background.
I bet you can find a ton of examples of that, Captain. I mean, they trot out the military whenever they can. Whenever they want to wave a flag, they want to roust in people that feeling of, patriotism and all that. They just trot around military people.
It is definitely a small minority of the speeches that have those, like, directly in full view.
Yeah.
So, like, that is, I mean, it's priming. The word is priming for the psychological effect of this.
Sure.
So, like, if you put people in a room that has, like, some plants and, like, some, a calming waterfall and a Zen garden.
A peace sign.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That is also priming. So if you give those people this, little bubble sheet on, fill out the answers, you'll get more calming, peaceful answers.
Sure.
Whereas if there's a gun in the room, literally, then they will be on edge. They are primed for violence.
Yeah.
A gun or a sword or anything like that. And by having these, military people here, you are also priming them. So if you combine having the priming of military forces with the red background, it is a violence-oriented thing.
Right.
And, I mean, if you think of the societies that have red as their primary color, like China and the USSR and the Nazis, I mean, these are all very violent cultures. And their whole reason was, like, this is a violent overthrow.
What's odd to me is that I've seen what happened in this, at least the clip of the Biden speech that I did watch, where the color changes to this ominous red.
Oh, you saw the change?
I've seen this before at many a heavy metal concert.
Sure.
Slayer, for example, has a song called Rain in Blood. Mm-hmm. And when they do this song live, all of their background, their lasers and the little screens behind them, or the big screens behind them, everything sort of goes red. And they even went to the extent of having, like, an overhead thing that would drip down, red food-colored water or whatever to make it appear as if it's raining blood on stage. And so when I saw that, I half expected to hear Slayer in the background. because that's the imagery that it gives. And so this is not chance, right?
To your
point, this was produced.
That's what I
said. There's a team of people behind this who specifically set up these lights.
Yes.
They rehearsed this well before the speech ever went on, and then they went ahead and pulled it off live as if it were live theater.
Yes, absolutely. And I said that before I even saw the full speech.
Yeah.
Just when I saw the images, I said this was done deliberately. And then when I saw the speech, I confirmed it because, like I said at the beginning, it's just normal lighting behind them. This is whatever the white or yellowish light was. It was up on this building. It was in Philadelphia, by the way. It was where this happened. It wasn't the White House. And then it goes red as soon as Biden comes out. The other thing is, on a wider shot, you can see that the back building walls, or the setback walls, are blue. So from a wider perspective, it's just, patriotism. But every single photo, almost every photo, is close enough to where you cannot see the blue. It's just the blood red behind Biden. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. It's free.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here in the remaining moments of the show. It's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you don't join us on the radio show tonight, you can join these guys plus Nobody. These guys, Captain and Peakless and Nobody, will be heading things up for tonight's Beard Talk Live, the third episode of that show. That'll be internet only. It'll be on our video streams only, by the way. So if you're trying to listen on the audio streams at freetalklive.com, you won't find the show there. You do have to go to video.freetalklive.com, or rather watch.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to the show channel on Odyssey. If you prefer to watch us on some of those other platforms we're on, we should be there too, although we never know when they're going to ban us. So that's why we like to promote Odyssey over the rest of them. You can go to watch.freetalklive.com for Beard Talk Live, kicking off at 10:30 Eastern Time tonight. And again, that's no FCC, so there's
uncensored.
Virtually no limits on
because
the content.
F the government.
Indeed. And, of course, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. I also want to let you know about the Crypto 6 movie. There's some documentarians from Mexico that are putting together a documentary, or might be. I guess they're looking for a little bit of help from people that might want to see a documentary about the Crypto 6, and that is the six people who were arrested back in March of last year, including a raid on this very studio, who were then charged with a bunch of victimless so-called financial crimes surrounding the use of Bitcoin. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go to movie.
I hope it gets done and gets done well, because it really deserves that attention.
It's movie.freetalklive.com. We're talking about life imitating the movies right now.
Did you hear that they're also doing a Barry Cooper documentary called Never Get Busted? Yeah. It's going to be a four-part thing.
No kidding. Who's doing it?
I don't remember. Barry Cooper posted about it a couple of days ago, and Richie Rich brought it to my attention as well after I'd already seen it. But
great.
Yeah, so looking forward to that as well. But I really want to see this Crypto 6 one. So there's a teaser trailer over at movie.freetalklive.com. But anyway, we're talking about life imitating the movies now. And, you know, which comes first? Is it the art that imitates life? Life imitating art? It's kind of hard to tell.
It's a lazy river, really.
Yeah.
And now culture and politics.
You've literally got Joe Biden behind a podium with blood red lighting behind him, shouting about how the MAGA forces are a threat to the United States.
And he's making two fists with his hands. And
that phrasing is crucial, because this man knows for a fact that all these MAGA people are going to listen to him, but he doesn't want to call them people.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want them to think of themselves as individuals. No, no, no. It's crucial that he gets them to think of themselves as part of an army. As forces.
Yes.
You are not individuals with your own mind, your own thoughts. You're not populists, which is what they actually are. These are the right side of the spectrum in populism. That's what they are. The left side of the spectrum in populism was the Bernie Bros. That's what this is. This is populism as opposed to elitism, because we're just about sick and tired of the institutions. Now, he can't have you thinking in those terms. He can't have you thinking of yourself as individuals or as anti-authoritarian. That would be the very worst. What he needs you to think of yourself as is forces.
Well, plus, from the other side of things, it's easier to dehumanize people if you can call them a group, right?
Right.
Oh, the MAGA forces are a threat. They are against democracy. They are against our nation. They are against all the things that he was saying in this speech. Somebody went and looked at some of the Democrats on Twitter, because obviously the right wing is all a flutter about, you know, oh, Biden's a dictator and this is terrible, blah, blah, blah. And they're right about that. But then somebody said, well, surely the Democrats saw this too, right? Like, this has gone across the line. I mean, clearly this is obviously dictatorial, evil kind of stuff. And then they showed, like, blue check mark, you know, Twitter Democrats saying, you know what, we ought to round them up next, or, you know, just put them all away, or bring up the prosecutions, you know, that sort of thing. So they are ready to go, man. They are ready to go full on against the quote-unquote MAGA forces. So what's next?
Well, that's up to the so-called MAGA forces. Now,
there's a false flag coming.
Well, I mean, if they start acting like forces, then they will move this in a very negative direction.
That's what I'm saying. What's to prevent the federal, you know, FBI or CIA or whoever from throwing on a bunch of MAGA hats and going and setting off a bomb somewhere or whatever, or shooting up some FBI off, shooting their own office up or something
that, right? And judging from their past experience, their usual way of doing this is that they will get a group of them together. They will select the people who are most likely to be tricked into this.
The most vulnerable dupes.
Exactly. Yeah. They will radicalize them, and they will give them the opportunity to do these terrible things. I mean, you know, if you look into the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping,
it was led by the FBI.
Right. This is the way that they operate. Now, they don't like to do it just themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They like to, you know, pretend it's an organic movement, and they do like to actually include people who aren't in the FBI.
Right.
And
it's because they have to put somebody in a prison cell.
Well, you know, they like to subtly shift the thing where, like, okay, well, it wasn't our guy who told you, we need to go into the Capitol, and everyone starts yelling, Fed. They don't want to have the focus on Ray Epps. No, they want to have the focus on this one, this one, this one, and this one.
Yeah, and there has to be an enemy, right? So whether it's the war on terror, and then the enemy is the brown man in the Middle East, or the brown man next door to you, or whatever, which worked for them for quite a long time, it's kind of worn off to some extent. And then it was the war on COVID, and oh, now the enemy is the person without the mask on, and the enemy is the disobedient person who's not doing what the government told them to do. And now it's the MAGA forces who are now, domestic terrorism. And of course, they've been pumping up the whole domestic terrorism thing for the last few years anyway, and this is just the next step in that, right?
Domestic terrorism sounds like a whole bunch of housewives who've taken up arms. They're in their, like, you know, the cleaning apron, carrying brooms and stuff. Domestic terrorists.
Vacuuming the pipe bombs. They are absolutely ready for violence. Violence is the thing that they can control.
Yeah.
Violence is what they know how to work with.
Yeah,
and if you want more authoritarianism of the worst kind, be violent.
Right. Okay, but what can't they do? What can't they deal with
is being obsolete,
mm-hmm.
is not needing them anymore.
Yes.
Right? So stop needing them, stop needing their police, stop needing their money, stop needing their military so-called defense. Like, if we just don't need them, there is no way out of that for them. That's what they
That's a great point.
Deal with.
It is entirely possible to ignore the state out of existence. It takes
if enough people.
It takes a whole bunch of people to do so, or a whole bunch of people concentrating in one area to sort of liberate themselves
but
from.
That's the problem. And this comes back around to a conversation we were having earlier about the conservatives, in that they aren't. And I hope this changes for them. I hope they are ready to let go.
Yeah.
Of the idea that they should instead be the ones in control of the state so they can then wield it against their opponents and punish them and get them back and all that. The only way out of this is what you're talking about, is to let the state be the relic of history, leave it behind and say, you know what, we don't need this artifice, this organization, this concept anymore. We left behind chattel slavery,
yes,
and we can leave behind the state as
yes.
well. But that means you have to let go of the desire to control your neighbor. I get it. Mm-hmm. Your neighbor wants to control you. A lot of the progressives want to control you.
Yep.
But if you want to control them back, if you want to tell them what they can and can't do, oh, you can't go to a drag show, or you can't do this, you can't have lesbian or whatever, yeah. whatever it is the issue is. Oh, trans, bad. No, you just have to learn to tolerate those people. You don't have to let them into your life,
yeah.
but you have to let them live their own lives and not mess with them. And as soon as you're ready to let go of the desire to control, then maybe you'll have a chance at freedom.
Well, and it's important to point out that this isn't a black and white this or that situation. Like, I get it. Right now, you are 100% dependent on the state. And it might scare the crap out of you, the idea of becoming 0% reliant on the state. Okay, so become 99.9999% reliant on the state. And then 99.99% reliant on the state. And just that little bit will make it easier to get the next bit.
I suspect people that are 100% reliant on the state are not open at all to this message.
I don't know, man.
We're probably not talking to
everybody
those people.
To some extent. I mean,
I don't
like
think so.
People, or at least in their minds, they think that way.
A lot of people on the right,
they need the police, or there will be absolute chaos in the streets.
But a lot of people on the right believe they are, independent, right? Like, they are doing their own thing. They don't want to take welfare. They shun being quote unquote reliant on the state.
And that's a movement in the right direction.
Yeah.
Movement that they make in that direction makes the next one a little easier.
I agree with what you're saying. I don't think they see the belief in the state as being reliant upon it. I think that's a different feel than taking a welfare check. Even though your argument is sound, I don't think they would see that it's that way.
But, I mean, whichever version this is, whether you're reliant on U.S. dollars to spend for everything that you mm-hmm. have, well, if you can spend one penny less
right.
of U.S. dollars right. and something else,
check out the gold
if
back.
You can spend yeah. one gold back,
yeah.
that's progress.
That's more independence.
Yes. Yeah.
Every single one of us, little steps towards independence. Out of time for the radio show tonight. If you want more, in just one half an hour, roughly, at 10:30 Eastern Time, check out watch.freetalklive.com for the live episode of Beard Talk Live. For those of you on the radio, we'll see you tomorrow night. We're on here every single night, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.